This is Vectis Radio.
Welcome to part three of the 80s show. You're the voice. I nearly said you're the love. Alright, love. Alright, love. Here we go. She's getting carried away there. You're the voice, of course, from John Farnham from his album Whispering Jack from 1986. number one in Australia, Denmark, Germany, Iceland, Norway, Sweden, Switzerland got to number three, Ireland number three, UK and Austria got to number six, and a top 20 hit in Holland, I think, yes. Right, it's now time for our first track of three from this week's Mixing Up the Artists. Talking, of course, about New Order, English rock band formed in 1980. Combining post-punk and electronic dance music, New Order became one of the most critically acclaimed and influential bands of the 80s. Gonna start off with this track, released in 1986. From their album Brotherhood, reached top five in the dance chart over in America, went to number one in Australia. Here in the UK, though, didn't do very well, got to number 56, even though it's one of their best known singles. This is the first one from New Order as this week's Mixing Up the Artists, Bizarre Love Triangle. they go. First one of three tonight from this week's Mixer of the Arts New Order. Bizarre Love Triangle. Number one in the UK Indie Singles Chart. It's number four in the Billboard Hot Dance Club playlist. Number five in Australia. Number seven in Ireland. Top 20 hit and got to number 19 in New Zealand. Look out for two more of those coming up in the show very shortly. Shaking Stevens and Oh Julie.
Community spirit back into radio. Vectis Radio.
Whiteside, here's how it works. You need glasses? Visit an optician, then bring your prescription along to the friendly team in Cross Street Ride. Whiteside is a boutique shop selling budget to designer frames and sunglasses. Stockists of Dior, Gucci, Dolce & Gabbana, Ray-Ban and many more. They are an independent retailer, so you can shop locally for first-class service and great glasses. You'll be spoilt for choice. Either visit them in Cross Street Ride or check out www.whiteside.co.uk.
White Crystal is an Isle of Wight charity selling still and carbonated spring water products, flavoured and water coolers, to fund care services, employment and life-enhancing opportunities for people with a range of disabilities. To see their fabulous wide range of products, go to www.whitecrystal.org.uk or call to place an order on 01983 520 128. That's 01983 520 128.
Fretbuzz.net is the place to go for all the latest music reviews, news, photos and more, covering island bands to established acts from across the globe. The guys at Fretbuzz will give you their unique view on the music world. As well as music reviews, Fretbuzz now offer bands and musicians a range of promotional services, from photo shoots, video show reels to advertising and features on the site. It caters for all budgets and requirements. Just call 07576 138 337 today for more information. So whatever you're looking for, visit us at fret-buzz.net for all your music needs, or find us on Facebook by searching Fretbuzz Music Reviews.
Way Forward is an island-based charity. We have been supporting people with disabilities, autism or mental health conditions for the past 28 years. We provide services 7 days a week. Our programme is tailored around the individual, offering a wide range of activities or specialised one-to-one support. Being part of Way Forward can be a life-changing experience. It provides opportunities to try new things, make new friends while building confidence and self-esteem. If you would like to find out more about us or how you could help support us with fundraising or future events, please call 01983 52 3000 or visit www.wayforwardprogramme.co.uk.
Come and join me, Jake Priddle,
and me, Ian Vaughan,
for the local music show
every Sunday, 7 till 10pm.
Brought to you by Fretbuzz.
This is Vectis Radio. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/Vectis Radio. This is Vectis Radio.
We are young. Heart to heart. We stand.
go. Lovely little remix there of Pat Benatar, Love is a Battlefield. Before that, we had Boy George. We are young, we are young. This version of Everything I Own. Originally done, of course, by Bread, 1972. Ken Booth did a version of it in 1974, and then Boy George did it from his album Sold in 1987. Right, let's do our second track for this week's Mixing Up the Artist. Talking about New Order, of course. Flagship band from Manchester-based independent record label Factory Records. Minimalistic sort of album sleeves, non-imagery. The band rarely gave interviews and were known for performing short concert sets with no encores. In 93, they broke up amidst tension between the band members, but reformed in 98. This is their second track I'm playing tonight for you, from their debut. This is True Faith.
Too much on the things that cost you too.
go. Single peaked at number 4 in the UK, and its original release in 87. Also charted over in America, number 32. Re-released, resold as a 12-inch single in 1994. And then another remix in 2001. The 94 remix reached number 9 in the charts. Also in the film Bright Lights, Big City as well, which was starring Michael J. Fox, which I did the movie soundtrack to a while ago. One more track to come, and you know what it's going to be, don't you? Biggest New Order track of all time is on the way. Blue Monday. Right, still got some more 80s to cram in, including this one from the beautiful Debbie Gibson. Out of the blue, mate. What's your favourite colour, blue?
Spirit back into radio. Vectis Radio.
If you don't know your duvet from your divan, your mattress from your memory foam, go along to Beds of Ryde at 66 Union Street in Ryde. We sell beds, bedroom furniture, dining tables and chairs. We deliver anywhere on the island for £10 or £5 if you are in the Ryde area. British made beds from an independent shop on the island. For a good night's sleep, just phone 01983 565 151. Beds of Ryde, 66 Union Street in Ryde.
Westridge Golf Centre is the number one place on the Isle of Wight to get into golf. They have a fully covered floodlit golf range to practice your game with PGA qualified professionals on hand to provide tuition for complete beginners all the way through to the most advanced golfers. Check them out now on www.westridgegolfcentre.co.uk. Westridge Golf Centre in Brading Road, Ryde.
Get out of bed, Morley. You can't stay there all day.
Why bother? I have nowhere to go. My friends are either at school, college or work.
You won't find a job lying in bed or sat watching telly.
I have no qualifications, though, and no experience. I can't even get a job.
Why don't you call CLC? They will help you onto a traineeship programme where you can get the qualifications you need and the work experience for a great job.
In some rubbish job I hate?
No, you get to choose what you want to do. And you get an iPad mini when you finish. And free bus travel. And £100.
What was the number again?
CLC 01983 533 993.
As the nation's leading first aid charity, we at St John Ambulance believe nobody should die because they needed first aid and didn't get it. Yet only one in five of you would know what to do in the event of an emergency. So why not be the difference in your local community by volunteering with the St John Ambulance units at either Ryde or Newport? You'll learn life-saving skills which could be the difference between life and death.
The mid-morning show on Vectis Radio could be a soap. In this instance, Brookside. I've always been likened to a Sinbad or a Jimmy Corkill. Sheila Grant could be played by Dame Shirley. And Lindsay Corkill, well, that's got to be Maxine Furness. Whilst Bex Bonkers Ronkers is a Jackie Corkill and Sinbad made for Pete Harris. Join us Mondays to Thursdays, 10 till 1, your very own soap on Vectis Radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Centre in Newport, this is Vectis Radio.
You got to get it.
There's just some 80s songs that just will lift the sail the test of time. They will. Cameo. R&B funk song. Recorded in 1986. Word up. Here in the UK, spent 13 weeks in the top 40, peaking number 6 in November of 1986. Great track. From their album, the same name. Right, I know you've been waiting for this. For all your New Order fans out there, this is the big one for mixing up the artist tonight of their third and final track. Gotta play this. Released in 1983. Later remixed in 88 and 95. Widely remixed and covered since its original release and become a popular anthem in the dance club scene. At nearly 7.5 minutes, original Blue Monday is one of the longest tracks ever to chart in the UK single chart and is the biggest selling 12-inch single of all time. Despite selling well, it was not eligible for an official gold disc because Factory Records at the time was not a member of the British Phonographic Industry Association, according to the official charts company. Its total stands at 1.1 million in the UK alone. Blue Monday comes 69th in the all-time UK best-selling singles, published in November of 2012. The track is widely regarded as a crucial link between 70s disco and the dance house boom that took off at the end of the 80s. The artwork resembles a 5¾-inch, a quarter inch, floppy disc. The sleeve does not display either the group name nor the song title in plain English anywhere. The only text on the sleeve is FAC 73 on the spine. Music video for a shortened version of the original song was created in 83, featuring military clips with false colour, simple computer generated graphics such as colour blocks, etc. Blue Monday has been a hit several times in the UK. 93 it charted twice, initially reaching 12, then re-entering the chart later in the year, climbing to number 9. Enjoy. We'll be right back. sublime track, isn't it? The band claimed to have written the song in response to a crowd disappointment at the fact they never played encores. The song was planned to allow them to return to the stage, press play on a synthesizer, and just leave again. But while it was writing, the song evolved into a project and the band quite liked it. And it turned from an experimental piece of music into a single. However, since then, they have become noted for playing it as an encore anyway. They tried to play it live in 1983 on BBC's Top of the Pops. Didn't go very well. A lot of technical problems, and it didn't sound very good. But they did admit, especially in the words of drummer Stephen Morris, Blue Monday was never the easiest song to perform anyway, and everything just went wrong. The synthesizers went awry. It sounded awful. There you go, Blue Monday. Probably one of the most remixed tracks of all time. Still standing the test of time. That's your third and final track from tonight's Mixing Up the Artist from New Order. Thanks very much for locking in. That's all we got time for on the 80s show. Hope you've enjoyed it and I've enjoyed your company. And don't forget, you can catch all past shows on the podcast. Up next on the Vectis Radio, I nearly said on the show then. Coming up next on the Vectis Radio, if you missed it earlier today, you can have a listen again to today's phone-in. Enjoy yourself and I'll catch you on Saturday from 7 with a mashup. I'll leave you with the Fine Young Cannonballs.
A radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, Vectis Radio. A radio station at the heart of the Isle of Wight community, Vectis Radio.